are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very, very busy morning today, just in general, not only on this show. Amanda Berry, one of the women held captive by in Cleveland who had broken free and escaped, I guess is going to be speaking any moment now. We'll try to get you that live feed as it comes in. I know people are kind of dying to hear what she has to say and if she could give us any insight on what happened to her and the other two women she was with, as well as her six-year-old daughter, Jocelyn, while being held captive in Cleveland by... I'm sorry, I can't, I don't have his name, it's at the tip of my head, who the captor was, and his two brothers having been arrested. But, what we do come to find out is they were, hidden in a basement, padlocked, chained up, having, been beaten to the point where those who did get pregnant lost their children. Pretty scary stuff. So as soon as we get any live feed on that, when she does come out to speak, Don is going to get that set up for us. Also, the Benghazi hearings are going on right now. And this is the second of the Benghazi hearings. They just started, and from what I can understand before I started the show, some of the people that were directing the committee were already kind of insulting them and browbeating them before they even gave their testimony. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but apparently this is the whistleblowers telling their account of what happened, something we've all been very curious to hear with the September 11th attack that killed our ambassador and Chris Stevens and many other workers, unfortunately. Now, in terms of medical news, people are kind of interested in this man's runny nose that ended up being leaky fluid from the brain. Right? Did you guys hear about that? Somebody's nose was running for a while, and it turned out to be brain fluid that was leaking. This, every now and then you hear a story of this happening. So we'll talk about how cerebral spinal fluid can leak from the nose and why something like this should not be mistook for allergies or allergic rhinitis. And then we also have more issues on, hospital costs and why there's no common denominator when it comes to hospitals and doctors charging. Of course, I like to blame insurance companies for everything because everyone makes it look like the doctor's fault. And insurance companies pay different rates depending on the state you're in. And so, of course, costs are going to vary. So we're going to talk about that. And as expected, the Aurora, Colorado shooting suspect, James Holmes, is pleading insanity. Okay, we know the guy's insane. We know that. Just, he better not get off, based on this one. So, as you can see, we got a lot to talk about. Of course, we want to hear from you, your questions, comments. If breaking news comes your way and I'm in the middle of talking about, testicle issues, like, groin rashes, like we usually talk about on the show, please call in and, we will try to get the live feed of what is going on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So James Holmes, he is the one that I'm sure many of you already know. I mean, I wish I could call him what I want to on air. On July 20th, went into the Dark Knight Rises premiere at midnight and shot up the movie theater, leaving 12 dead, 70 injured. Apparently, he has been charged in this shooting and is at this point pleading insanity as his defense. Now, I think this is what Jared Loughner tried to do with the Tucson shooting. And, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, anybody that's able to calculate, ammunition, able to dress up in the garb that would protect him, such as bulletproof groin protection, bulletproof vests, having tear gas, as far as I'm concerned, had the competency, all right, to commit such a horrible massacre. You know, somebody pleading insanity, I don't think should, for a crime like this, be given any less sentence. But this is, I guess, the way he and his defense thinks is the best way to go. Apparently, he's expected to enter this at a hearing scheduled for May 13th. Late Tuesday, the judge overseeing the case filed an order saying that Holmes and his legal team will have to establish good cause to permit an insanity plea now that the arraignment has passed. Good cause. I mean, they'll probably use the old psychiatric records. Although, you know, if nobody in their psychiatric records said he was insane. I mean, mind you, wasn't he a neuroscience major? I mean, didn't he navigate all the way through school to the point where he was at the University of Colorado? Yes, he left. He dropped out. But, you know, how does somebody quote-unquote insane, okay, make it that far education-wise? And from what we understand, you know, as a student, he did pretty well. We do know he failed one of his interviews at a prior college. Apparently, the interviewee got the heebie-jeebies from him. And, but I guess University of Colorado, nope, they took him in. And, yeah, I don't know if I blame the pot. Marijuana wasn't legalized until 2012, I believe, in Colorado. Or was it this year? So, no, we can't blame pot. No, we can't. From what we understand, he is going to undergo mental health evaluation conducted by Colorado State Psychiatrist. You know, this is one of those things where, you know, I understand why, you know, our judicial system is, you know, one of the most phenomenal and fair judicial systems in the world. And having these outs or these protections for people who might have had, let's say, a mental illness, etc., is what makes our judicial system I'm trying to think of the word that I want to say, you know, as non-dictatorial and as democratic as it can be. But then my problem with this is you have a lawyer or lawyers or a team that decides to pull out anything they can, all right, as their play. And it's, you know, and you're talking about somebody that, you know, that murdered multiple people. I have no doubt he could want to do that again, and he has the capability of doing it again. All right, why let him have an out where he could possibly be in a situation that's not high security prison or death penalty? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's one dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, Pro Flowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Doc the Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, I guess Amanda Berry, one of the women held captive by Ariel Castro. Thank you, Ryan, for calling in. It wasn't Fidel Castro. Fidel, no. Ariel Castro. Thank you, though. All right, but you jogged my memory. Ariel Castro, he also has a couple other brothers. Pedro Castro and O'Neill Castro have been arrested. From what we understand, in jail, they were given a lot of crap, if I could use that word. Other jailmates were taunting them, and they were given a hard time. From what we understand, their first night in jail, not a good one. Amanda Berry, was, the one to, escape with her daughter in tow. Charles Ramsey was, I guess on the other side of the street eating his McDonald's. Have you guys heard the 911 tape of Charles Ramsey? He's the gentleman that was, I guess, eating McDonald's at the time when he heard Amanda Berry scream and see her hand wave out to help her. And so he thought that, you know, this could have been a domestic violence case. So he ran over to help and beat down the door. She runs out with the kid, hugs him, uses his phone to call 911, and then he calls 911. And a very interesting 911 call. From what we understand, Amanda Berry's 911 call has gone viral. And from what we understand, the 911 operator who had taken that call is now being investigated because of her apparent coldness and apathy during the call. Now, I don't know if I have that tape for you to hear. I'm looking to see if we have that. But from what we understand, the 911 dispatcher who took Amanda Berry's call seconds after she fled that prison that she was in, confined in that house, apparently the 911 dispatcher was pretty, you know, to the point and matter of fact, and not a lot of sympathy coming out of the 911 dispatcher. Now, you know, I know some 911 dispatchers, and I think, you know, anybody that's in that field, I mean, you have to be strong. You have to be able to stay focused, and I commend you all for what you do. But it was a little odd to, you know, not hear the I don't know, the empathy or just something saying, okay. And what I was shocked with the 911 call and the 911, what I was kind of shocked about by the video or the audio clip is the 911 operator had her hang up. And that was kind of shocking. You know, usually these 911 operators will, Don's going to try to get that link if he can, so you can hear this. Usually 911 operators, when they're being called and, you know, somebody's, frantic and, hyperventilating and et cetera, you know, they usually try to calm them down. And they do a pretty good job of that. I've you know, heard them do that. They try to calm them down. Yeah, Don, you got the clip? Oh, okay. All right, Don's going to play this 911 clip for you guys just so you can hear. Oh, we got the live feed of Amanda Berry. Okay, we're going to tune in right now. Amanda Berry speaking.
Home, and earlier this morning they did say that Amanda would be giving a brief statement and that her sister would answer some questions. So that's why the media is still staying there, thinking that this...
It doesn't look like she's on yet, right, Don? Oh, okay. Okay, so it looks like she just was. We'll get you guys a scoop on that. All right. Don, if you could get any of that feed, that would be great. So, anyway, the 911 operator is now being, they're kind of investigating into, you know, what happened there. You know, it could be the 911 operator didn't know that was the Amanda Berry who had been missing for close to 10 years. From what we have here is, unfortunately, it's not the audio, but it's the... it's the transcript. You know, Amanda Berry's like, help me, I'm Amanda Berry. Dispatcher's like, you need police, fire, ambulance. I need police. Okay? What's going on there? I've been kidnapped and I've been missing for 10 years and I'm here, I'm free now. Dispatcher, okay, what's your address? I mean, mind you, this is what they need to do. Okay, I mean, if the dispatcher goes on and, you know, starts talking about, you know, are you okay? You know, how are you? I mean, no, she's got to get the facts because she's got to relay that to 911. So she gets the address. Dispatcher notices there is a address discrepancy. She says 2207 Seymour. Looks like you're calling me from 2210. So dispatcher. I'm sorry, Don. Oh, okay. Oh, good. Don has the 911 audio feed. Here we go.
AM 59 seconds, May 62013.
Hello, please. Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, ambulance.
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Okay, and what's your address?
2207 Seymour Avenue.
2207 Seymour. Looks like you're calling me from 2210.
I can't hear you.
It looks like you were calling me from 2210 Seymour.
Yeah, I'm across the street. I'm using the phone.
Okay, stay there with those neighbors. Call the police when they get there.
Okay.
Okay, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, talk to the police when they get there.
Okay, all right. I'm on the way right now. I need
them
now.
We're going to send them as soon as we get a car open.
No, I need them now before we get back.
All right, we're sending them, okay?
Okay, I mean, what
do you think? Who's the guy you're, who's the guy who went out?
His name is Ariel Castro.
All right, how old is he?
he was like 62.
All right, and
Amanda Berry. I've been on the news for the last 10 years.
Okay, I got that here.
Wait,
I already.
Yeah.
And you said, what was his name again?
Ariel Castro.
And is he white, black, or Hispanic?
I'm Hispanic.
What's he wearing?
I don't know because he's not here right now. That's
when he left,
got away.
When he left, what was he wearing?
It's a face. What?
Right, the police are on the way. Talk to them when they get there. Okay?
I
told you they're on the way. Talk to them when they get there, okay?
All right, okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I mean, she got the information she needed to, and but I was a little shocked that she ended the call. You know, usually the 911 operator will stay on with the caller until the police get there. And I guess the immediate concern that many of us saw with this call is, in medicine, we kind of call it lights and sirens. You know, when I call an ambulance to the hospital, or to the medical clinic, if I have a patient who I think needs ambulance transport to a hospital, I have to tell them lights and sirens, or I could tell them, you know, regular transport. By lights and sirens mean full court press, get fire department here, get paramedics here. We have an acute situation. Get them here now. As opposed to ambulance transport, you know, come when they can. The next available in the area, come when they can. Now, you know, usually if I need an ambulance, I mean, I could stabilize them in my office. I'm comfortable with that. But I don't want to wait. So we usually say lights and sirens. You got to, though, be careful because you don't want to overextend what your city can provide. But, you know, when I listen to this as a doctor, when I listen to this 911 call, for those of you just tuning in, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were listening to Amanda Berry's 911 call. Apparently the 911 operator is now being investigated on how she handled it. Not very sympathetic, empathetic. It almost looked like in the beginning the dispatcher was not doing what I call lights and sirens. Okay? Because she makes a comment where, we're going to send them as soon as we get a car open. And Amanda Berry, and surprisingly so, with, you know, her being as frantic as she could and in the middle of an escape, I mean, poor thing, you know, saying, no, I need them now before he gets back. She was talking about Ariel Castro. And so, you know, first when I heard that, I'm like, oh, no, dispatcher, no, you don't understand. This is the lights and sirens. You need to get them there now. And, I don't know if she'd be fired. I mean, you know, it sounds like police got there. It sounds like the rescue was done. And to all the heroes involved, God bless you guys. Amanda's a hero. Charles Ramsey for helping her get out of the house. The police that came, I mean, bravo to all of them. The dispatcher, she did, you know, and I mean, in retrospect, she's probably listening to this going, oh, she should have said, oh, you know, sweet thing, oh, we're here for you. No, 911 operators don't do that. But my only worry is she could have not, you know, gotten the police. I mean, if Amanda was crying and dropped the phone and you actually hear the daughter in the background, the 6-year-old daughter, you almost hear crying from a kid in the background. And I wouldn't blame the 6-year-old daughter going, you know, what the heck is going on? Where do we go? You know, you could very easily, Amanda Berry could have very easily just dropped the phone and the 911 dispatcher not really understand what the gravity of the situation was and send a car, you know, when the next police officer was free. So, I don't know if she could get fired over this, but, I think for the first part of the...
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. For those of you that listen on XM Channel 166 starting tomorrow, the show will be on XM Channel 244. XM Channel 166, America's Talk, has a new channel on XM. So any issues with that, if you don't hear me tomorrow morning, it's not because I got fired. I don't think so. I don't think I'm getting fired yet. Make sure you change the channel to 244, XM 244. So a gentleman had a runny nose for a pretty long time. He thought he just had year-round allergies. And it turned out that this man who lives in Arizona, and mind you, I spent a lot of my childhood in Arizona, my nose was running all the time. It's a beautiful desert in terms of having plants. It's not like, I mean, I think the Sahara Desert is beautiful too, you know, where it's all kind of sand. But in Arizona, you have desert with a lot of plants, so it's very easy to think that you have allergies. Unfortunately, the fluid that was running out of his nose was actually brain fluid, cerebral spinal fluid. And this clear liquid started coming out of his nose like tears. And, you know, he's like, this just isn't right. Well, luckily, the specialist tested the fluid that was coming out of the nose, and he discovered there was actually brain fluid. Now, cerebral spinal fluid should not be leaking out of your nose. If it is, that means you most likely have some sort of a leak. And if you have a leak and things can come out of the brain and cerebral spinal area, then that means things can get in to that area. And when bugs or viruses can get in, now you're looking at possible meningitis. From what we understand, Mr. Nagy actually did eventually develop a case of meningitis, nearly killed him, because the fluid became infected. And this was before he had surgery, right as they diagnosed it, like, all right, well, we got to get this fixed up. We're going to, undergo surgery. My guess is the leak opened up to the point where, the quote-unquote allergies were bothering him. So now this was a little bit more copious. Went and saw the doctor, got it discovered, and by then you already had more transmission going back the other way. I believe his neurosurgeon was Dr. Peter Nakaji, neurosurgeon at Barrow Neurological Institute, and from what we understand, the leak was all patched up. Now, they don't really use duct tape. I guess they insert a needle up through the nose, and then they have these like little patches, kind of like glue patches that they use, so they don't really have to cut into the brain. They don't have to remove the skull. It's amazing what they could do right now. So the gentleman's happy, and what do we take from this one? Well, what we take from this one is if you have a symptom that just doesn't go away, then I would recommend, you got it checked out. I mean, a lot of us, we just blow things off. I do. I mean, we all do. Oh, that's just a headache. Oh, that's just heartburn. Oh, it's just a cough. No, be careful. All right? Sometimes just a cough could be something more insidious. Sometimes a runny nose that continues to run could be insidious. And I don't want to scare you all because I know a lot of you guys have very common symptoms. So many of us have either a runny nose or a headache sometime or a cough or acid reflux. These are all very common symptoms. But when something just doesn't go away, all right, just get it checked out. Let the doctor tell you, this is something you're going to be living with for life. But usually what a lot of doctors do is they'll say, look, if you still have this issue, all right, 6 months from now, a year from now, come back. Or they'll say, look, I want to check on you. You have chronic acid reflux. I'm going to be putting you on an acid suppressant. I still want to see you in a year. Make sure the acid isn't doing damage. It always frustrates me when patients will go and see a specialist, like, for example, a heart doctor. This happens all the time in my practice. So they'll go and see the heart doctor. They'll be, let's say, in their 50s or 60s. They'll have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, either previous smoker. All right, I'll send them to the heart doctor because their EKG looked funny. They'll have some testing done by the heart doctor, and they'll come back and say, yep, the heart doctor said I'm good. He doesn't need to see me back. Now, that always makes me a little nervous because, I don't trust the coronary arteries. I don't trust them at all. And I think they like to clog. And I think, cholesterol likes to clog them up. I think, smokers end up having, more clogged arteries. I think we all know that. So, when I tell the patient, you should still be checking in with the heart doctor every few years, they answer no. The doctor says he doesn't need to see me back. All right. Now, we have a lot of doctors in town, phenomenal doctors, and many of them speak different ways. Maybe it's their culture. Maybe it's their ethnicity. So it's very interesting because, the American doctors will talk a lot more like me. All right, this looks good. I probably want to see you back maybe every year or maybe every 2 years. I want your cholesterol checked. I want your, I want you to stop smoking. I want your blood pressure in good control. If your primary care doctor needs me or you need me, you come back. All right, and there's these instructions, but I notice a lot of the foreign doctors, may say, all right, you look good. All right, you look good. You pass. You look good. All right, and some of them, they speak perfect English, but that's just the way they talk. All right, you look good. That doesn't mean to never see them again or you're never going to have a heart attack the rest of your life. That just means after all the testing, looks good. Well, doctor, do you need to see me back? When do you want me to come back? Right now, you look great. All right, go back to your regular doctor. Well, go back to your regular doctor, because if the regular doctor thinks you're having an issue, you're going to go back and see him. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we need to kind of translate, and I'm not saying translate literally by, you know, English from whatever language they speak or with whatever accent, but in terms of, you know, when a doctor says, all right, you pass your test, they look great. Sometimes many people infer that as, well, I never have to come back. I'm good. Well, no, you know, I think our hearts have to be watched. For those of you with chronic reflux, chronic acid, we need to be watching your esophagus lining. We need to be watching your stomach. What if, yes, you have some heartburn, but the pain is coming from something else? You know, I always, you know, ask my patients, and it's always a hard topic to discuss, but when they have a family member who died of gastric cancer or pancreatic cancer, you know, I ask them, I go, you know, did they ever have any, you know, what were they complaining of before the doctor diagnosed them? And they say, really nothing, you know. Did they ever have heartburn? Oh, yeah, for years they had heartburn. You know, so you get nervous. I suffer from heartburn. A lot of us do. Yeah, and so, you know, people will ask me, well, Dahlia, when do I get checked? I mean, I don't want to run to the doctor the first sign of a cough or the first, no, you don't have to run to the doctor the first sign of everything, but, you know, if it's the third sign, fourth sign, 27th, 452nd sign, maybe it's not a bad idea, and you talk to your doctor, okay? You know, you're supposed to see your doctor regularly for physicals anyway. Obamacare is now covering physicals, right? So hopefully those of you with insurance, even though it's less and less as each day progresses, for those of you with insurance, not a bad idea to get a physical and talk to the doctor and go, look, you know, I have heartburn, all right? You know, what should I be concerned with that? You know, should I be checked by a specialist? Should I just pop the over-the-counter medications? But bring the subject up. Now, a lot of you guys are minimizers, and I'm a minimizer too. When I go to the doctor, I don't want anything done on me. So I go to the doctor, I go, oh, everything's fine. You don't feel any breast lumps, Dr. Dahlia? Well, they don't call me Dr. Dahlia. You don't feel any breast lumps, periods okay, no pain anywhere? No, I'm fine. And I'm kind of being honest and truthful because I feel fine the day I go to the doctor. Then 2 weeks later, I feel some chest pain, and I'm like, no, you know, or I don't know, you feel a lump or something. And so, you know, some of us, we're just minimizers. Oh, no big thing. You know, ain't no thing like a chicken wing, whatever, no big thing. And so you don't, you know, you don't really bring it up to the doctor, all right? But you're living with the symptom. So wife goes, all right, how'd it go with the doctor? And you go, well, the doctor didn't really do any tests. I'm fine. Well, the doctor didn't do any tests because you didn't bring anything up, which is why it's not a bad idea to bring the wife in, you know, or wives bring husbands in, because they'll say, you know what, she's always reaching for the Tums. Also, many of you forget that. You know, you'll consistently reach for the antacids, and you don't realize you're doing that. Really, I do that? You know, my kids always notice that I, you know, pee. I just think that's my normal, you know, amount of pee. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves: stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, we are moving, or XM channel 166 is being moved to channel XM 244. So please make sure that when you do tune into the show tomorrow, you know where to go. All right. This is a fun one. All right. Scientists have found, oh boy, is this scientific, that men who carry a guitar are found to be sexier and more likely to get a date than men that don't walk around with a guitar. Study found that women are 31% more likely to give their number to a man carrying a guitar, which is much more than people who would give their number to a man that doesn't carry a guitar or even a tuba. Study was led by Professor Nicholas Guiguin, a researcher in behavioral sciences at the university. At the University of what? I guess university at a university. He hired a 20-year-old man to approach 300 women aged between 18 and 22 in a shopping center. The man told each girl that they were really pretty and asked for her phone number so they could arrange a date. For the first 100 women, he was holding a sports bag. For the next 100 women, he approached him holding a guitar case. You know what this is? This is, you know, some practical stuff, honestly, because a lot of you guys are trying to figure out, you know, how you should pick up a date, okay? You see, I always had a book in my hands or an SAT prep or, you know, the cliff notes to one of the Shakespearean plays we had to read. So, I don't know. Guys really never came up to me. I didn't think about maybe holding a guitar, but I don't know if guys go up to girls. I think guys think a girl that could play guitar is sexy. I was thinking about that. I actually used to walk around with a racquetball racket. I always walked around with my racquetball racket. One is I like to play racquetball, so, you know, I carried it with me. And two, when I have to, you know, walk home from work at night at about 11:30 at night, I figured if I was walking home alone and I had a racket with me, somebody would hopefully be less likely to come up and attack me if I was holding a racket. Anyway, and for the final women, the men asked him for their number without having anything in his hands. When the actor was carrying a guitar case, 31% of the women gave them his number. When he was carrying nothing, 14% gave him his number. And then I guess the biggest turnoff was if he was carrying a sports bag. Now, apparently that only, I guess, was a success rate of 9%. Now, his findings mirror those from a study carried out by the University of Tel Aviv and Ben-Gurion University last year. I guess this is what people are studying. In the Israeli study, 100 single women were sent Facebook friend requests with a message that said, "I like your photo." Half of the respondents were sent a request by a man strumming a guitar in his profile picture. The other were sent a request by somebody that didn't have the guitar. All right, and of course, 28% accepted the request if the man held a guitar. So guys, I guess a guitar is it. Why would a sports bag turn women off? I think it's because they think you're going to smell of sweat. That's my guess. If I see a guy walk around with a sports bag, well, it depends on the bag. If the duffel bag is huge, I'd be worried that he wants to kill me and put me in the bag. So I don't know. I don't think girls are really into bags. Now, mind you, a lot of my friends, men that carry attaché cases or men that have purses, I'm intrigued by it. All right, but I guess walking around with a sports bag, I don't know. I don't think it's, you know, because honestly, a woman could tell if you work out. A woman could tell if you're pretty trim and tight, and, you know, I don't think you need to show the bag. And I think it's a little bit showy-offy. But a guy walking around holding his guitar, a little bit more humble. And, you know, musicians have always been, you know, had that draw. You know, women like music. Women think they have a sensitive side. Oh, he's so sensitive. Because, you know, he's, you know, carrying a guitar and, you know, I guess knows how to work the strings. I guess maybe women assume that they have good hands, okay, which is very important, all right? And they take care of their hands. And maybe their hands are kept clean because they're, you know, holding a guitar. Most people that own a guitar really take care of that guitar. They really do. Well, except for, you know, in the 80s when they used to smash a guitar all over the place. But, I think it's a sign that you take care of your hands, you care about lyrics, you care about music, and maybe it's because you carry a guitar around like you carry a baby. I don't know, but that's really up a girl's style. It really is. Now, for me, I was always a little concerned dating band members because I was always worried that other girls would want them. You know, I always wanted, you know, to know that whoever I, you know, hooked up with or married wouldn't, you know, be sought after by other women because I didn't want to have to put up the fight. You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I don't really like to fight people. I just got my own, you know, stuff to deal with. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, whoever I married wasn't going to have an entourage of women following him around. And my husband, luckily, would have that same blessing as well, you know, had married a wife where really no guy's interested in her. You know, my father once told me he's very happy that my mom looks the way she does because he didn't want men thinking my mom was pretty and going after my mom. Now, I don't know how my mom took that one. She was in the room at the time. But I think the reason why my dad told me that, and, you know, I mean, my father, you know, with his European background and stuff, I mean, and his poor English, you know, he was trying to console me because I thought this boy didn't want to ask me to the dance because I was ugly. And I'm like, and, you know, my father's like, what's wrong? That's no big deal. It's no big deal. Don't cry. Little girl, you cry too much. And I go, well, no one's going to want to marry me, Dad, because, you know, I'm not good looking. And then that's when he went into my, you know, talk about my mother. He goes, well, look, I marry your mother, and I'm glad she's not good looking. Otherwise, other men want to be with her. I'm glad your mom's perfect. Yeah, I married your mother. You'll find somebody. You don't want lots of boys running after you. Okay, go upstairs. You cry too much. Leave me alone. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. I don't really know what happened between my mom and dad after that, but I know it was pretty quiet, very, very quiet. Dad probably slept on the couch. All right, so maybe running around with the guitar, but here's the thing, guys, okay? Know how to play the guitar, because you know if she gives you her number, she's going to want you to play her a song, okay? You know that's coming. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new report has come out on hospital charges and how much they vary across the U.S. for the exact same procedures. Data from more than 3,000 hospitals that take Medicare show that in some cases costs can drastically vary for hip replacements, bone fractures, and treatments for kidney failure. Three hospitals in and around the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, alternately charge $97,000, $46,000, and $28,000 to treat a respiratory infection with complications. Now, the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that have released the data for the first time to make the health system more affordable and accountable. Hospital pricing, they say, is the craziest of crazy quilts, according to Ron Pollock, executive director of Washington-based consumer advocacy group Families USA. I mean, here's the thing, and we'll go into a little bit more detail in the next hour on this. Like, New York City, they say a treatment of a hip or pelvis fracture without complications at Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan, averages $38,500. Yet 15 miles away at Coney Island Hospital in Brooklyn, the procedure was $13,137. And so, you know, our healthcare system is a complete cluster, and Obamacare is clustering it up all the more. But, you know, we do have a ridiculous system such that a heart attack or a knee replacement or an appendectomy isn't, you know, pretty much uniformly priced. Now, I get that there's complications. I get that there's certain doctor's fees. I get that some people may need more pain medicine than others, may need a longer hospital stay. I get that. But really, $20,000 difference? Don't go away. We're going to dissect this a little bit more, as well as talk about gasoline injuries with kids during the summer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
USA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.